Hello, this is David.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is me, it's David.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see, I was laid off late October and filed for unemployment. And then they decided to gradually pay me my my vacation, and they came up with a like a retirement package. And by my putting that into the system, it put me over, and I believe the unemployment was canceled. And I wanted to call today and reopen it, if you don't mind, please.
The Social Security number.
422-98-3473.
Verify the driver's license number and the mother's maiden name for security reasons, please.
Got to find my wallet. Yeah, my mom's name is Patton. Her full name is Eva Mary Patton Archer. And I should have my driver's license memorized, shouldn't I?
No, don't feel bad. I don't memorize mine either.
You doing okay today?
I am. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Doing good. It's 457-1132.
Thank you. Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
322. Hey, no, that's awful personal. 1962.
Male or female?
I'm sorry?
Male or female, your gender?
Oh, I'm male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No. I don't believe so.
Okay. Is English the preferred language?
Yes, it is.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve an active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I did not.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
1 year, 1.5 years of college.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and their fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Directly into my account, please. No, I've already done this. It shouldn't be that hard to, reopen.
Anytime that you have to reopen an unemployment claim, none of that information stays on file, so you have to go through this process all over again.
Yeah, I see.
So will this be with a checking or savings account?
It'll be a checking account.
And will this be with a traditional bank account?
Yes, ma'am. It's with Redstone Federal Credit Union.
The routing number.
That's what I'm trying to find. My wife does all that. Looking into boxes of old statements. Again, I apologize because I wasn't really ready. The is it the big number or my like account number? I've got two numbers on the bottom.
The routing number is the 9-digit number.
Okay. Is it 262275835?
You said 262275835.
Yes, ma'am.
And the account number?
384691.
384691, correct?
That's correct, Alex.
A mailing address?
2305 Chatham Avenue. It's C-H-A-T-A-M Avenue, and it's Southwest Decatur. 35603.
2305 Chatham Avenue, Southwest Decatur, Alabama, 35603.
Yep.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes, it is.
Has the address changed since the last time that you filed unemployment?
Nope.
And your telephone number?
256. I got a new number, see, 957-3163.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or a former association to you? Is that Tanner, Anniston, Bessemer, Florence, or none of the above?
Yes, Tanner.
Okay. Yeah, so these are verification questions, so just trying to make sure.
Sure.
You are who you say you are.
Yep.
All right, so which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Is that Free Run Technologies, Lighthouse, Little Treasures Daycare, Tech Molded Plastics, or none of the above?
Technology Molded Plastics, so there for 20 years.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? Is that a 1983 Buick, a 1984 Oldsmobile, a 1988 BMW, 1991 Lexus, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Okay. Did you receive notification that you have GRA certification?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time that you filed unemployment in October?
No, I have not. Been searching. It's you can tell with my age, I'm overqualified for everything in that time.
Completely understandable. Alrighty, so since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Are you available for all shifts and the normal trade or occupation?
Yep, sure am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And what was your job title?
My last job title was safety manager.
Okay. Are you seeking work in that current occupation?
I am, and I'm looking for other occupations as well because I've got plant management experience and I've done a lot of different things, welding.
Okay. So do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be 7362.
All right.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will cause a denial in the benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone, the telephone number you will need to call every week It's going to be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. Please make sure you're filing your first certification either by the telephone or the internet this upcoming Sunday, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't think so.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
Thank you, Alex. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.